One of the things I wanted to quickly mention, and we're going to be talking about a little bit later, is most of you may know the DSM-5 recently came out. There's been a lot of controversy about it. When all the changes occurred in 3, then 3R, and 4, 4R, and 4TR, it was a very open process. Everyone knew what was going on. The members of the revision committees were very open about what was going on. That did not happen with the 5. It was a very closed door, secret, hush hush. They got a lot of money from Big Pharma, because one of the things that you'll see in the 5 is that everything is now a medical disorder, and if it's a medical disorder, only medical people can treat it, which also means Big Pharma can swoop in and they have pills for it. The majority of professionals are not considering the 5 as something that they're going to actually use. A lot of the criteria have not changed significantly enough, particularly in the personality disorder area. So you're going to see people talk about the 5, but most people are going to revert back to the DSM-4-TR text revision, which is published in 2000.
I think that two other comments related to it. One is, the NIMH, the National Institute of Mental Health, came out and said they will not fund research based on the DSM-5. They're going to be using what's called the International Classification of Diseases for funding. So you have a government agency already saying we're not using DSM-5. And I think what, and this is just my own opinion, I've never heard this anywhere else, but I think eventually what may happen is I would not be surprised if the DSM-5 kind of takes a back seat to the International Classification of Diseases, what's called ICD version 11, which will be out. And I have a feeling that that's where things are going to go in terms of diagnoses. I don't know if John or other people's thoughts about that who are in the audience.